If you're coming from your heart and you're inspired about what you do, there's a natural inclination in everybody here that has a desire. I want to meet this person. I want to be around this person. I want to get a hold of whatever they got. I know when I'm speaking at a conference, if I'm really present and inspired, my eyes sometimes close and I go on this journey. And when my eyes open up, usually they're standing room only. Somehow there's more people that came into this thing and filled this thing up. It's really amazing. So there's a drawing magnetism that when you are present and certain, that draws market share. I don't know that if you can come across a more powerful motive market system than that. There's an inspired person inspires groups that inspire other people, that get them enthusiastic. And when you have gratitude for your job, you're loving what you do, you're enthusiastic about doing it, and you're inspired to be a part of that, you automatically draw market share. It's kind of a, because what you're doing is you're intensifying the spirit and the light, and you're shining the light and extensifying the market. Now, if you are doing that, you're in a state of love, and when you're in love, you're honoring other people's values because they're reflections of you, and you love that, and you're learning the art of communicating. A person who is a rote memory salesperson, who's running a script, who's trying to communicate and project that onto people without honoring the other person's values and ask questions, because selling is questioning, and discovering what those value systems of other people are, if they're present and certain, they're humble, and when they are humble, humbleness to this divinity makes you certainty for humanity, and it's humble to the listening to them, and what happens, you draw into them, they just start opening up to you and tell you what they really want, and they sell themselves. The real master salesperson is just sit there present and certain, loves what they're doing, has a smile on their face, and listens carefully, asks questions, and their magnetism says, there's something about this person I trust, let's go to business with this person. And there's a marketing there. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have to have marketing papers and brochures or these kind of things, but you know what? That is not where the power is. I'm just now, after 20-something years of doing speaking, putting those things together, only because I'm having international programs more and more, and so people want to have something that they can market to thousands of people. But mine was a grassroots. It started grassroots and just doing a quality service and being inspired about what you do, and everybody wants to get a part of that. The bank, the gentleman that ran the bank prior to this gentleman was an inspired guy. He finally retired. He was 70-something years old, and he finally retired. He got to a point where he was starting to lose some of his mental faculties. But this guy was an inspired guy, and there's just something about it. You did business with this man because he would really, truly, this is his love. This is what his dream was. This is what his goal was. This is what he loved doing. He saw a cultural impact, and this is something that I think is a very wise question to ask. No matter what business you're in, you want to ask an incredible question, and that is, how is my product, service, or idea in my business touch every human being? And don't stop until you've taken it all the way to every human being across the planet. In other words, you might have an immediate group of people that you touch, but then you want to do a secondary impact. How does that touch? And who does that touch? And who does that touch? So you can see, as the butterfly wings affect the quantum field and affect the whole thing, or as Edison says, when the electron vibrates, the universe shakes effect. You want to see how what you do touches every human being on the planet, because then your cause becomes bigger. Your effect becomes bigger in your mind. If you can see it, it manifests bigger. So what you do is you say, all right, so in my situation, I'm a teacher, and so in the teaching, I ask, okay, who do I touch? And then of those millions of people I touch, who do they touch, and who do they touch, and who do I touch, and who do they secondarily touch, until I can see the entire planet as having a meaningful experience as a result of my being. If you can see that, you can impact it. I worked with a home builder not too long ago in Denver who has built a lot of homes across America, and we did exactly that. What impact does home building do on this planet? And we took him off on a journey, and we went all the way down to the people in other countries and the impact that that has, and the resources, and where they get things, and where the metals are refined, and the rocks that they get, the stonework. And we took them until we realized that, my God, we're putting people in business by building that home. We're taking that slate from this place, and we're taking those stones and that marble from this place, and these people are working in the fields, and those people then are supplying, and their kids are going to school, and those people are in jobs, and the teachers are there, and the government, and the city, and we put it until all of a sudden he stopped and he goes, damn, I do make a difference. Because then when you realize that, you have a higher cause, a higher vision.